This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I don't like to do anything half, but you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Man, I'll tell you what, it has been a crazy day in a lot of ways. You know, Monday's usually my technical issues day. Today's just my electrical issues day, my whatever issues day. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, you know, I'm listening to our people tonight. I love you people that want to send me emails. You want to argue with me. And I have experts on from all kinds of areas. I don't care what the area is, whether it's security, whether it's evolution, whether it's creationism, okay? I mean, I have these experts on. And then you guys want to argue and tell me where they're wrong. And then you actually send me links from the Huffington Post to prove to me that the guest that I have on is wrong. I'm just trying to think. I'd like to see the results of an IQ test. I mean, what do you got a degree in janitology or something, and not that there's a bad thing to have, but you've got a degree in a totally different area. You have an expertise in a totally different area. And the best you could do to fight somebody, an expert that's got 20 years in psychology or child psychology, you're going to tell me you're right and the Huffington Post is right and they're wrong. This is why we're in the shape we're in. Because, you know, the experts, these Facebook warriors, you know, they want to have an argument. They have no area in that expertise or no expertise in the area. Cut me some slack, will you? It's almost insulting to the person I have on, any person. You know, for you guys that, I won't go down there. I'll just be a nice guy. I'll try to be a nice guy. Okay, let's have some fun with somebody who thinks that they're, was that they're a bag of donuts and all more? Whatever it's called. I know, they're old sayings. I don't understand them all myself. Amy Schumer's back actually, she's never really out of the news, right? Isn't she in that beer commercial? I didn't know this. I found this out recently. Okay, slap me later. I didn't know she was Chuck Schumer's niece. Is that her claim to fame? Is that how she gets into certain things? She comes out with a book, and the book is tanked big time. And she blames the internet. Right? Can't be that the book sucks. Right? It has to be that it's the internet killing the sale of her book. Well, first of all, honey, yeah, I called her honey. Because, you know, you want to go see how she does her comedy act? Yeah, she's okay with it, believe me. Here's the problem, honey. The book sucks. And you're trying to appeal to a group of people that get all their information from their smartphone in 140 characters or less. And you're writing a book thinking that that's going to help. Now, she released her memoir titled, I mean, how old is she? In her early 20s? What kind of memoirs could you have in your 20s? I mean, and to put out a book about your memoirs, that says a lot. You think a whole bunch of yourself, don't you? Now, Schumer just released, and if you've ever seen her comedy act, her early comedy act, it's all about her having sex all the time. I don't get that one at all. I don't care. How about you branch out? Tell jokes that have something more to do with having sex with you. Now, Schumer just released her memoir titled The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo. Well, there you go. That about sums it up. And it isn't doing very well, despite being number one on the bestsellers list for more than a week, selling 36,000 hardcover copies in the first week. Simon & Schuster, is 36,000 really a number one best-selling book? My God, really? Now, Simon & Schuster say they're really disappointed in the memoir, which they paid $9 million for. I don't know how you get $9 million out of 36,000 hardcover copies. Oh, my God. There was an insider that told the publisher that said that the publishers are hugely disappointed. They're going to lose a ton of money on this one. One of the reasons for the book's underperformance is the amount of negative reviews it received online. The book has had overwhelming positive reviews from critics. So, of course they do. These are the same critics that say all of O'Reilly's books are bad. Hello? And the Internet's not impressed. The Amazon review page for the book is filled with negative reviews, mostly one stars. See, one person said, I'm glad I didn't pay for it. Oh, God, that's bad. Going to say, I thought I would give her book a try, but not willing to purchase a copy. I checked it out from my local library instead. This gave me an opportunity to begin reading it, and if I found it encouraging, I'd purchase the book and read it at the park or something. He said, I'm glad I didn't pay for it, as I was never able to wrap myself around the writing, the character, or to make a connection with the primary character. Books aren't written to this. The book isn't written to click with everyone. This is just bad. The book is horrible. It promotes thieving. I think that Amy Schumer has a huge identity issue. She loves to make racy, promiscuous jokes about her life, but she can't take a joke that's aimed at her. She takes herself so seriously, even more so after she was caught outright stealing most of her act from other comedians. This book is horrible. It promotes thieving, lying. The lying girl who keeps going around on her interviews complaining about her first boyfriend, her first unperfect rape. I mean, think about this. She talks about bad sex as rape. And so she gets to joke about it because she's a female. Yet anybody else who jokes about it, you know, the male gender, or can we still say that without getting in trouble? Yeah, any other male-gendered person who makes a joke about it is part of the rape culture and nasty and this and that. I don't find her funny. I don't find any of that funny. I don't even find jokes about rape funny. But anyhow, this is what our young people, this is a young person aspiring to be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous shopping man.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Seriously, head up to the website. We have a live chat room. I guarantee you there are smarter people in that chat room than I am. No kidding. For real. Anyway, I want to get right to my next guest, and I, you know, I've talked about a few weeks ago. I went and saw Dinesh D'Souza's, Hillary's America, and I came back, and frankly, I got to tell you something. There wasn't anything in that movie that was earth-shattering for me. Like, I hadn't heard about it. He just laid it out in such a fashion where it made sense and it pulled it all together. And I'm constantly amazed that the people on the left, that the Democrats have not, well, maybe they just don't want to figure it out. I don't know. I'm not going to guess for them. But I've got Kevin the Coach Collins on the line with me. He's the author of A Dirty Locked Away History of the Democratic Party. Collins is a former Vietnam-era Marine. Kevin, thanks for joining me today.
I'm so glad to be with you, Joe.
Yeah, and I always have a lot of fun with this. I was actually talking to somebody last night and talking about how How did we lose? Now, how did the Republican Party lose the battle in getting the message out? You know, we freed the slaves. We gave blacks the rights here, if you would. Or I refuse to call them African Americans because a lot of my black friends say, "Stop, I'm not African American." We gave women the right. When it comes to human rights, the Republicans are really the champions. How did we lose this battle?
But they co-opted the media to begin to pump out their line only, and they, of course, through union organization, they control the schools. But that's the long run. In the short run, we can pinpoint some turning points that are pretty sad. And listen, the black people in America are not total victims in the sense that they have allowed themselves to be hoodwinked and lied to by Democrats. But in the modern era, the election in 1912 is where I think we can start, because many of us have heard of Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey was the leader of the Back to Africa movement, and he was a really shifty character who was dumb enough to be fooled by Woodrow Wilson into believing that he, Woodrow Wilson, would put Marcus Garvey in his administration as a cabinet member if Garvey was able to swing the black vote to him in 1912. And of course, if Garvey wasn't such a fool, he would recognize that Woodrow Wilson was probably at that point as close to a Klansman as we could find on the major stage in Washington. And of course, Garvey did his part, and of course Wilson double-crossed him, and there's a kind of a sad little tale about towards the end of his first term, there was a group of black leaders approached Wilson and said, you know, you kind of double-crossed us here, and you haven't come across with anything. As a matter of fact, he was a vicious, vicious racist. And he said, well, you can just vote against me in the next election. And that kind of encapsulates the hubris that we find in Democrats for the last 200 years.
Yeah, it's always been amazing to me. Okay, so let's get back to the origins of the Democratic Party. Now, we know, or some of us know, how the Republican Party came about and why it came about and that kind of thing. Where did the Dems come from? Weren't they? And I don't know if you know the answer to the question, but our founding fathers, George Washington, was vehemently opposed to parties, wasn't he?
Yeah. They talked about them. He referred to them as factions because they knew that factions would develop, and it was kind of a race between the people who recognized that factions would happen and the people who wanted factions to happen in order to get the country set up before the factions could destroy it. But I lay it all on Aaron Burr. Now, if I was a Democrat, I would want to claim Thomas Jefferson and maybe even Jackson, although I can destroy that too, as the founders of the Democrat Party. That's not so. It was Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr, who was the sitting vice president at the time that he shot and killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel, and that was because he was like a real bad actor, and Hamilton was a guy who would not shut up. That's what it was. He wouldn't shut up about the corrupt nature of Burr. So Burr challenges him to a duel, and of course Hamilton made the mistake of his life by accepting it. But Burr finds himself in New York City, and he gravitates to Tammany Hall. The Tammany Hall is the petri dish that the fungus, the disease of the Democrat Party grew out of. You know, a lot of people say the most corrupt city in Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, whatever. No. New York is where it all came from, and it all came from Tammany Hall. They ran New York for, with few exceptions here and there, for 150 years, and they're the ones that taught the rest of the country how to be destructive Democrats, and it comes from Aaron Burr. But there's no particular date. There's no particular date. I know what you're talking about. I think that the Republican Party is 1854 in Ripon, Wisconsin. You can't find any particular date, and that's one thing that D'Souza brings up too for the Democrat Party.
Yeah, but it's amazing to me now. Weren't they people constantly try to say that the party split in the 1960s or something like that, where everything that was done before that was done by what were really Democrats. They just called themselves Republicans, and at some point in time they switched. Have you heard this fallacy?
Yeah, that's nonsense. Here's what happened when the results in 1961, when the results of the 1960 census came out, the Democrats were flabbergasted. They were shocked to their core because they realized that they had lost the South. That was it. The white Southerners had gotten over themselves in terms of the causes and effects of the Civil War. They were moving away from the Democrats, and the Democrats under Johnson decided that they had to do things to bring blacks back into their plantations. Okay, so
I need you to hold that thought. When we come back from the break, you can finish up on it. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. My guest, Kevin Collins, is with us. We're going to talk about the Democratic Party. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed the healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. We've got Coach Kevin Collins on the line with me. He's the author of a book called The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democratic Party. And Collins is a former Vietnam era Marine and has a doctorate in public administration. Kevin, again, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate your time with me.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, we were talking about the parties, you know, how the parties split, right? And how they're able to sell this narrative that the Dems have always been the good guys.
Well, here's what they did. When the Democrats decided that they needed to bring the blacks back onto their figurative plantations, they put together a bunch of civil rights laws. And this was the height of hypocrisy. This is where the media really pitched in to help them. They decided that we needed civil rights laws to control those who were violating the civil rights of black people, and they were the ones who were violating the rights of black people. And we already had on the books all of the laws that we needed. We just needed to enforce them. And that's, so then you have Johnson with all the flourish signing these Civil Rights Acts in 1964, 1965. It was all show business, Joe, because everything was already on the books. Yeah. They just didn't want to enforce them. And indeed, immediately after them, they didn't enforce them anyway. So that's what it was, but the media allowed them to get away with it. And I have to add one thing that's the height of irony, is that we have a Department of Justice today because Ulysses S. Grant, when he was the president, was so angry and frustrated at the fact that the Confederates were then had continued to harass and murder and rape and burn out black people, that he ordered the Congress to put together a new federal department, the Department of Justice, and it was designed specifically to protect black people from white Ku Klux Klan Democrats.
Wow.
And look at where we are right now. Now we have a black female as the Attorney General who is specifically using her powers to harass and thwart white people.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
Well, everything going on there right now is mind-boggling to me. I mean, it seems like look, here's a dilemma that most people have, especially minorities. I think, my personal opinion, they get in the voter booth, you know, and they probably know deep in their heart what's right to do, but they also know everybody's trying to feed their family. I get that, you know, and if you're stuck in the rut of collecting a government check every month, you can't seem to find a job or what have you. It's a very hard moment when you pull that lever, and you know that when you pull that lever, you're going to lose a portion of or all of that check in your hand. They've made them extremely dependent on the government in every one of these areas. It's pretty disgusting, if you ask me.
Well, I'll give you an example that supports what you just said in from the other side. There's a story about Barry Goldwater campaigning in 1964, and he meets an old woman in Tennessee, and she said, "I'd like to vote for you, but I can't." Well, why? Because I heard that you're going to take away my TV. And he said, you know, what he wanted to do was cancel the Tennessee Valley Authority. And as far as she heard, there was the guy in front of her who wanted to take away her television. And she said, "No, I can't vote for you." So, I mean, that's what you're up against sometimes.
Well, yeah, no, I read some of these things that they say about the Republican Party. And you know, I love Joe. You know, Uncle Joe Biden, who sits there and says that the Republicans want to put you back in chains, and I'd love to be able to speak through his microphone and say, no, you wanted to keep them in chains. We're the ones that got them out of their chains.
Well, here's a little aside. You know, not every state ratified the 13th Amendment immediately. The last two states to ratify the 13th Amendment were Kentucky and Delaware. Okay?
All right. Now, hey, I look at this stuff and I don't know when we're going to finally start opening our mouths and push back and really fix history. The bottom line with this is that we have conservative, and I'm blaming some of this on conservative teachers and parents. You need to teach the proper history in the schools and not care what the liberals have to say to you or care what the union, you think the union might do to you, because there's plenty of people out there that will help protect you. Now, some of the points you call out or some of the things you want to touch on, treason in the Democratic Party. Call out the issues of treason that you say they've committed.
Well, okay, right off the bat, the one that's probably as good as any goes back to the L'Oreal missile company, missile guidance technology company during the Clinton administration. What happened there was L'Oreal was selling guidance technology to the Chinese, and at some point a L'Oreal guided missile went haywire and crashed into a village in China and killed 200 people, and the Chinese were very, very angry, and the guy who ran L'Oreal went to Bill Clinton and said, "Listen, in order to make them happy, I have to sell them this technology here. But there's a problem here because every one of your federal agencies that deal with national security, NSA, FBI, on and on, they all say, no, I can't do it. So can we talk about this? Yeah, sure, of course, no problem. So what happens is that Clinton winds up taking an envelope for $1.5 million, and Loral sells the necessary guidance technology to the Chinese, and the Chinese now have a missile that can kill a 5,000 crew aircraft carrier with one shot.
Wow. How exciting is that? Isn't that exciting?
It's sick. You know, really. Yeah. Yeah.
I look at this stuff and try to find out. Now, well, I know it's mainstream media. I get all of that. But we've got to find a better way, an easier way of getting this information out. We have to find a way of having them understand truly what the difference is between the two parties. You know, I got about a minute and a half left on this particular segment. You also bring up the point of draft dodging. I mean,
go ahead. Clinton.
Yep.
Draft dodge, but he wasn't the original one. There's a story about Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland paid a Polish immigrant to go in his stead, which was legal at the time. And the backstory was just so classic Democrat. I found in my research a very long article written in towards the end of the 1880s where somebody found this guy and interviewed him, and the story went like this. He accepted a $150 down payment on $300 from Grover Cleveland with the idea that if he came back alive, he would get the other $150, and Cleveland stiffed him for it, never gave him the other $150.
That's a shock to who? I mean, exactly. I think that stuff is hilarious, and I think that, like I said, more people need to know about these kind of things. But we're not getting it from mainstream media. We're not getting it from classrooms or any of that stuff. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head over to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do over there, and I'm telling you, get involved and get engaged. We'll be back with Coach Kevin Collins in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Buy By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. My guest is Kevin the Coach Collins. He's the author of a book called The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party. Collins is also a former Vietnam-era Marine. Kevin, thanks so much for being with me today.
It's my pleasure, Joe.
You know, you started telling me a story. I didn't want you to waste it on me alone, but you started telling me a story during the break. Apparently, Roosevelt, who is the second, I think he's the second god of the Dems next to John Kennedy. You've got an interesting story about him.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of them, but this is the one that really has always stuck out in my mind about Roosevelt. It goes like this. His wife was, for all intents and purposes, a communist. She's up in New York one day, and she's taking the train back down to Washington, and she falls into a group of young people who are communists. And they are going to Washington because they have to appear in front of the House and Un-American Activities Committee. And Eleanor Roosevelt decides that she's going to also be at that committee meeting. And she moves closer and closer so that she's sitting just a few feet away from the chairman, who becomes tongue-tied because now you have the first lady who is watching him. Right. So the communists are happy and everybody's celebrating. She invites them to the White House for dinner. So all of these communists go in there. Now, as the wheel turns, a few years later, the FBI is investigating the leader of this group, a guy named Joseph Lash, and they bug Lash's hotel room. They have no idea who might show up there, but they bug his room just to see what they could hear. And what they find is that there is a couple engaged in sex. They listen carefully, and when the meeting is over, they observe the woman who's coming out of the room to be Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh my God.
So here's what happens. They are naturally, this is Army intelligence. Army intelligence gets a little nervous, and they go to the White House at 10 o'clock one night. And they ask for and they get a special emergency meeting with Franklin Roosevelt. They play the audio for him and they hand him the transcript of what happens. Well, now there's smoke coming out of Roosevelt's ears and there is a big shouting match between the husband and wife. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, President Roosevelt gets a hold of General Arnold, the chief of staff of military intelligence, and he says this, and find out who knows about this, and anyone who had first-hand knowledge, this is quoted four ways I got this, anyone who had first-hand knowledge of this affair should be sent immediately to duty in the South Pacific to be made to fight until they are killed.
Wow.
Okay? Keep them in the Japanese front until they're killed. That's what this guy did. Just like right out of the Bible where David sees Bathsheba and he says, you know, he sends her husband off to get killed. This is what this guy did.
Wow. And where is this? I mean, and again, I'm not... where is this recorded? Is this anywhere in recorded history that someone could go dig and find out?
In my notes, I knew that that would be red flag territory.
Right.
And Collins, you're a dirty liar. So I have that
it's in your book.
Four times in the book. Okay. I have four citations for that.
Wow.
It's just sickening.
And your book is the dirty locked away history of the Democrat Party. I got a friend of mine that keeps sending me emails, and he keeps saying, I don't know why you can't call it the Democratic Party. It's the Democratic Party. I go, no, actually, it's the Democrat Party. It's not the Democratic Party. So,
right.
They can't stand that. And get the book at Amazon. Actually, it'll be up on our Amazon bookstore as well before the show's over.
Thank you.
Do you have a website yourself for the book?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
TheCoachesTeam.com. We're up every day, and I got some great writers and that join me, and we do just 300 to 500 words because our feeling is if you can't say it in 500 words, then you're not sure of it, and we don't want you.
Yeah.
So very rarely do we go over 500 words.
And in today's society, people work at 140 characters or less. So I think we're in a world of hurt from a historic standpoint because people just can't hang long enough to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So. There's no jump page with us.
No.
It's all one page, and we respect your time. Give us 3 minutes. That's all. You can read it, and you won't be sorry.
You know, one of the things that bothers me the most, is the Democrats. They target immigrants, and what they do is, and I know this from being living in Los Angeles and having friends that are down at those ceremonies. they will hand them voter registration cards that are already checked off as Democrat. And when the immigrant says to them, well, why is that checked off already? They go, well, you came here for democracy. You came here for a democratic society, right? Yeah, I did. I did. Then you want to be a Democrat. That's the way they explain it to them, which is so crazy.
Well, worse still, they tell them that they can't vote for any other party but the party that they're registered in.
Yeah, that's true too. I know they're not that swift. You got, and you know, you would think, I don't know who's teaching these people when it comes to that. Probably should be the last class taught, so it's still fresh in their minds, you know, as to how you vote, who you vote for, and that kind of thing. So anyway, what was I going to say to you? Give me some examples of some, you know, voter fraud that you might know about, or how those immigrants.
The original voter fraud happened in 1876. The South was crying the blues over what we call Reconstruction, the Reconstruction period, and that really was forced Reconstruction of the society of the South. After they lost the Civil War, after the Democrats who picked up guns, formed armies and navies to keep black people in chains, lost on the battlefield, then they were going to suffer the consequences, which was laws that gave black people the right that everybody else had. And after 12 years of this, The Democrats, who were not just confined to the South, we had Democrats in the North who were terrible subversives, but at any rate, they had grown more and more powerful in the House and the Senate, and with the election of 1876, there became an essential tie in electoral votes between the Republican candidate Rutherford B. Hayes from Ohio and Samuel Tilden, the governor of New York for the Democrats. And what was uncovered by some good, honest journalism at the time was that Tilden sent his nephew and another Democrat operative to South Carolina with instructions to do whatever was necessary, whatever they had to pay, whatever they had to do to get one more electoral vote to steal. And this plot was revealed in time so that the Democrats then got into a bargaining mode. And the Republicans, as usual, were weenies, and they gave in, and they said, and what came out of it was, okay, we'll take the presidency for another 4 years, but that's the end of Reconstruction. So the Democrats not only won there, but they also seized on that as something that they could point to and say, look, the Republicans sold you out. I've heard this myself. I've heard a Democrat historian say that, completely wiping away the preceding 12 years. So that you had voter fraud. There's also about 6 years ago, there was a laughable, if it wasn't so terrible, it'd be a laughable situation in county in Mississippi where the state had done an investigation and found that the people there had an inordinately high number of absentee ballots that they mailed in. And when they looked at them, they were all in the same handwriting. And they found, when they interviewed people, they were dumb enough to say, yeah, I got $50 for my vote. So, you know, and that was in a Democrat primary. So they cheat each other.
Wow. Right? Well, we just saw that. All right, real quick, tell people to get more information about you and where they can get the book.
Well, the book, The Dirty Locked Away History of the Democrat Party, is at Amazon. It's Kevin Coach Collins, and my website is thecoachesteam.com. I've had a lot of fun today. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Lots more coming up at the top of the hour. Don't go. Heat up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions. Come on back. We'll be up and running in just a few minutes.